This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott, and this is Rethink 2014.
The American economy.
Climate change without.
Hacking.
Different religions in America.
Sustainability.
Social media.
Security. Freedom.
Technology.
Marriage.
Essentially ethics.
Privacy.
Rethinking technology is an almost futile exercise. The industry is in perpetual motion, developing new products and software faster than the public figures out how to use it. But how about the way that we talk about and think about technology? Is that conversation ripe for a reboot? Amelia Greenhall and Shanley Kane think so. Together, they have founded Model View Culture, which takes aim at Silicon Valley's programmer culture by bringing new voices into the conversation. Shanley Kane is with us. Shanley, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
Shanley, what is missing from the conversations around technology that made you think that it's ripe for a rethink?
Yeah, so there are a couple of issues that we're hoping to help address with Model View Culture. The first one is representation. A lot of the existing mainstream tech media tends to focus more exclusively on white men who dominate, who tend to dominate the industry. So mainstream tech media tends to cover the startups that white men found, their achievements, their VC funding, and there's not representation of the many diverse communities within tech. So that's something that we wanted to address. In addition, something that's missing from the mainstream tech space is critique of tech culture, social critique, cultural critique, critique of the way that tech works and affects our lives and the lives of people around us.
Well, Shanley, do you think that women have a different perspective of technology and actually interact with it differently in ways that men don't write about or talk about?
Yeah, so just to clarify, we actually did have one male author in our first edition, and we will be publishing men in the future. Yeah, I think absolutely women do have a different perspective on technology and that they sometimes can face different issues and challenges and opportunities when dealing with technology. A good example was the recent controversy over Twitter. Twitter changed its blocking policies in a way that meant women had less control over how people that they blocked could interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was speculated that one of the reasons why this happened is because Twitter's board and Twitter's management is very male-dominated. So they didn't have access to the perspective of women about the amount of online harassment that women face.
So the impression that I'm getting here, Shanley, is of, you know, almost an industry that talks to each other, you know, that that products are developed, that software is developed inside of this kind of predominantly male bubble. Now, what does that mean as far as building tools that other people outside of that universe can use? Ideas on that?
Yeah, so the problem with sort of Silicon Valley's echo chamber and the sort of sameness that occurs is that the technology industry won't be prepared to build technology, to build products, to build services that can benefit the many diverse people in the world. And that's both a massive missed financial opportunity, but it's also dangerous when you have a lot of the technical control in the hands of a homogenous group that can't necessarily empathize or relate to many of the diverse communities around the world.
So what are some examples of that? The cheaper laptop or, you know, phone banking? Or what are you thinking of some specific examples of how that might apply?
Yeah, so I think one major area that technology is not equipped to address right now or help to address is social issues and issues of social justice that are affecting communities and even in our area. For example, San Francisco has itself, right in the heart of Silicon Valley, has massive problems with gentrification, and the technology industry could theoretically play a big role in helping to solve problems even within our local community. But in large part because of the demographics of the industry and because of the focus on the industry, it's not equipped and not interested in helping to solve social problems that can actually improve people's lives.
Today, we're rethinking how we talk about technology and framing it, especially with a particular gender bias. Shanley Kane is with us. She's one of the founders of Model View Culture. Well, let's give a little snapshot of what Model View Culture does cover. Criticism being a big part of the site. Now, this is interesting because we are used to reading media criticism and art criticism and film reviews. Is there much tech criticism actually out there?
Yeah, so there's a pretty large group of independent writers who are writing tech critique that look at gender and race and technology, that look at the relationship between technology and social justice. But there are not very many media outlets that are actually focusing on that critique. So while we're used to seeing pop culture critique, oftentimes in tech media, we don't actually take a critical stance. So a couple of the topics that we looked at in our last issue, we examined the idea of how male surveillance and men looking at women and people looking at women drives massive usage of social tools, and how that surveillance has really been shifted to the government with revelations around the NSA. We looked at a programming academy for women that's come out of Seattle. We did an interview with them. We actually have a political cartoon about the economy of money in Silicon Valley and how it flows consistently to white men employees, white male founders, and ultimately white male VCs. So that's an example of some of the topics that we are hoping to look at.
Shanley, I guess the problem is, or the challenge is, if you are approaching a dominant culture and trying to create a critique of it, are you going to actually reach the Mark Zuckerbergs or the Sergey Brins, those kind of people who are pulling the levers of power in many cases, rather than, you know, the old phrase, preaching to the converted?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think over the past year or two, we have seen a massive change in the tech industry. There are more and more organizations within tech that are focusing on diversity, that are focusing on social issues. As larger tech companies realize the importance of diversity in creating products that succeed in the market, their focus is also changing as well. However, ultimately, our goal is not necessarily to change the minds of people in power. The focus is on our communities and the work that women are doing in tech and the perspective that they have in tech and the perspective that other groups have in tech. So ultimately, it is about our communities rather than just reacting to other people's systems.
Shanley, if you could just help me address a little bit where the problem actually begins. Seeing figures here that the number of computer science degrees awarded to women has been dropping. It was 37% in 1984, just 12% in 2013. Any idea why?
Yeah, so I think in tech, what we see is a pattern of attrition that occurs across the entire human life cycle. So again, just using the example of women, young girls are taught that, you know, computers and science and STEM fields are a male thing. They're taught that they are inherently not as good as it at it. When they start getting into the upper levels of school, they tend to become minorities within those environments, which can make it very difficult to succeed. And then ultimately, once they do get into tech, there's lots of harassment, discrimination, difficulty getting hired and promoted. So we tend to focus a lot on the pipeline issue, which is the idea that there aren't enough diverse people coming into tech. But I think what we can do as people who are working in tech today is address the part of the pipeline that we're responsible for. Only 4% of VC funding goes to women, and only 4% of senior IT professional positions are occupied by women, and we have a massive attrition rate. So there are a number of problems even within this stage of the tech industry that we need to address.
Well, we know there are a number of examples of women who come up against the dominant culture on the web, even women who have faced severe harassment or threats when writing on technology sites. What's your strategy against this kind of trolling?
We don't, you know, we take our personal safety very seriously. So we take steps to try to, you know, make sure that we are personally safe. we have a large support system that can help us out. Usually when there is a major attack on a woman in our community, we do have ways of protecting them, supporting them, and trying to keep them safe. So we hope we won't have to deal with it, but you know, we are very much aware that that's something that happens.
Shanley Kane, thanks for your time today.
Yes, thank you.
Shanley Kane is, along with Amelia Greenhall, co-founder of Model View Culture. You'll find a link to look at the site for yourself at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.